Jeremy House. British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with her senior ministers to begin thrashing out Britain's plans for a trade deal with the European Union after Brexit. May meets with the War Cabinet to formally discuss what long-term relationship Britain wants with the EU. Britain is scheduled to leave the EU in 2019. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and this is Monday. Oh my gosh, the Monday before Christmas. It's the 18th of December here, currently 36 degrees. I'm going to give you a quick, oh, by the way, it's Linda Bott. Carl is just coming around the corner. Have you seen that this is becoming a pattern? Right before we start, and Bob's yelling, we're hot. And you're just kind of walking in.
Well, you know, I'm back in there talking to Chris Gomez, and it just kind of like, I look at the time, and it says 7:01. I figure I've got, you know, 3 or 4 more minutes, and I didn't realize we talked for 3 or 4 more minutes. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. What's the weather look like, sweetie?
Well, we're currently at 36 degrees, and we are going to go up to 63 today. Our lows will be 40 tonight. Partly cloudy Tuesday, and sunny. Chance of showers Tuesday night. Now, that... You know, you put your pads in, you put your pads out. You hope that you can have your little fire pit area where you bring in, So I guess we're going to bring all the candles outside, that kind of stuff. So Tuesday night, chance of showers, slight chance, then mostly sunny on Wednesday with our highs of 53. As we progress through the week, sunny with Thursday with a high of 58. Friday looks like it's high of around 57. Saturday is sunny with 57. And Sunday is a high near 57. So, you know, moderate temperatures, nothing too chilly. Chance of showers are in a couple days. And this is the week before Christmas. This is when people are traveling. Oh, by the way, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We love the Kennys. We love the fact that they've been longtime sponsors for our weather. Every time we read the weather is sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Hi, Bob.
Trying to catch up here. I mean, just...
She comes in like a tornado, doesn't she? Well, hey...
Well, at least I came in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right.
Well, that's true. That's true. At least you were here on time.
Yes.
I was here. I was here from 6:15 on. However, I blew it in my last couple minutes there. Okay, what'd you do, Bob, this weekend? Anything?
Well, I went and collected my Jeep from Advanced Automotive, and we made sure that was working. And we spent a lot of the weekend getting ready for my brother-in-law's arrival. He's passing through here for a couple of days on his way up to Etna with the mother-in-law. So he's visiting today, and that means I have no idea what I'm going to do when I... Yeah. I've been told, check in for instructions.
Well, you know what? Today, today we're going to start our move from the rear to from where we are to, you know, in the rooms we're at. Slowly start making that move this week. We get everything till we start shifting out, because we're going to be moving, of course, up into the front studios here at 1326 Market Street. KLXR is going to be not broadcasting after the end of the year here.
And the industry term is going dark.
Going dark.
Right. This has been all a big change for us, and you're going to see in the next 2 to 3 weeks some big changes here with KCNR too. As we move forward and expand and do some things that, you know, we'll make the announcements as they happen. But anyway, can you believe Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Pick a weekend for everything to crash and
airline,
burn.
The Atlanta terminal.
Figuratively speaking.
It did burn. The power, where all the power came through, did catch on fire. And the fire was so hot, it damaged the switches that would switch over to the auxiliary power. So all the power went off at Atlanta in the airport. And what was the results there, honey?
Hundreds of thousands of people.
Thousands of flights canceled.
And all airlines.
Not just in Atlanta, because when Atlanta went down, everything else. The ripple effect was tremendous. They said people are sleeping all over the place. You know, they have the power back on and they've got the flights going. But they said this could last for days. You know, I mean, it's for people out there for hours on the tarmac. And before they would bring them back in and unload the planes.
I feel terrible.
Can you imagine? You know, well, have you ever been like sitting out there for like an hour?
Yes.
An hour is
a
toilet. Long
How bad
time.
The toilet starts to smell.
An hour is a long time to be sitting on the tarmac. And you hear people standing out there for 4, 5, 6 hours. Are you kidding? Why would they keep people out there? You know what? They don't do that anymore, of course.
They're
contained.
They've
made that illegal. Because they're, you know, because, and I'll tell you why. Once those doors close, that's when that flight starts. And as long as they're in there, in those planes, it doesn't count against them. But when they have to come back in and offload, then everything starts again. So I'm sure it's much more difficult than that, but that was what somebody told me
once. Just couple this up. Delta Airlines said more than 900 mainline and regional flights were canceled and 48 flights have been diverted to other airports.
That's just,
and they have issued a travel waiver flying to and from through in Atlanta. Well, allowing customers to make one-time changes to their travel plans.
Oh,
I would say,
that's magnanimous.
Well, it took me 2 days. I remember one trip I took into Denver. I was trying to get back to Madison, Wisconsin, where my brother was doing his residency as a doctor. And I left from L.A., and it was headed to Denver, snowed out, had to take the bus to the hotel, voucher for food. I'm traveling by myself. Get back to the hotel. Thank God it's going to take off. Then I fly into Chicago. Icy. It's 80 below wind chill factor. That's when you have the spikes, like, you know, it feels like you've taken ice picks or, like, stabbing at your head when you walk outside. You can only do it in a second, and then you have to find shelter, you know. But it took me 2 days to get home for Christmas. And as soon as I saw everybody, my baggage came on the baggage claim area where we were in this little town in Madison. I just cried. I can't even imagine. For these people, either, you know, if you're stuck en route, you can't really cancel and say, I'm out of here. If you're leaving from Atlanta and you can get out, then you can, you know, leave the airport and just say, I'm sorry, I can't make it.
Well, they had people trying to go to other places, and just Birmingham, and it was because of Atlanta being such a main factor there. It killed everybody.
Yeah.
You just got everybody that way. You're yawning, buddy.
It was yesterday was busy. Yeah, last minute stuff. So.
Well, see, you know what? How you prevent those yawns?
Get more sleep.
Get a sleep number magic.
Without
there
cats,
you go.
Without cats leaping on you.
You know what? But the cats leap on a sleep number because the sleep number mattress is so comfortable that once they hit the mattress, they'll stop.
Oh.
And they just roll over and go to sleep. Sleep number. You know, why not give yourself the gift of sleep for 2018? You think about it.
It's the biggest gift you can give yourself.
It's the biggest gift you can give yourself. We sleep so well on our sleep number bed. I can tell you about the, J.D. Roberts and Consumer Reports, but you don't know those people. You know us. And you know that we wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. We've had that bed now for 4 years. And frankly, sleep is important to me and to Linda. And if the mattress wasn't any good, there it goes.
We wouldn't be talking about
it. No, there it goes. So now we have the sleep number. But when it comes to a holiday gift, what could be better? Now, sleep number beds are comfortable, adjustable, and affordable with queen mattresses starting at only $899.99. New sleep number beds are even more affordable with special financing for 48 months on all beds, including the new sleep number 360 smart bed. Now, today, this is the last day you can get into that with a sleep number credit card. It's subject to credit approval and minimum monthly payment. So today is the last day you can hop into that. We've been talking about it since November 24th. So you got to run down to the sleep number store over there in Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin shop and head in there and lay on one of those beds and see what we're talking about. You're not going to be sorry. My sleep number setting is 60, and it's been 60 for, gosh, several months now.
And my sleep number setting, as of last night, was 40.
There you go. And, you know, and the best thing about it, you can adjust it. We'll be right back. After these messages, it's 7:15 in the morning here on the 18th of December.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Sheriff Tom Basenko, Supervisor Les Baugh, Redding Kia, and Veterans Diesel.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Street Fighter Radio.
Snoopy's Christmas. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
My jazz group played that last night. We were doing a 45-minute set in front of the movie at Cascade Theater. And they just are so cool. They played this. So play the Peanuts song. So
20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And we're back here and good morning, everybody. It's 36 degrees, going up to 63 today. It's going to be 40 tonight. And in the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. We have Connor Sutton sitting here with us today. And Connor here, of course, is our sports broadcaster who's going to we've got Simpson basketball. Excuse me. Simpson basketball tonight. Two games.
That's correct.
What's going to happen tonight?
Well, it's the conference opener, so we've had probably between both the men's and women's team, we've probably had 20 games total. But this is when it really counts. So all these non-conference games, they don't really count, but starting tonight they do. And one thing I love about conference basketball at the college level is anything can happen. You know, any team can – you can have injuries that can affect you. Everybody's going to heighten their abilities tonight, and it should be an outstanding game. On the women's side, we're playing Pacific Union out of Angwin, California, kind of up in Napa. And they're a good team, very athletic on the women and the men's side, kind of unpredictable. They do a lot of pressing. So it's going to be a lot of high-paced action. On the men's side, Pacific Union scored 131 points the other night. So there's going to be a lot of scoring tonight, so I'm going to be out of breath a little bit, but that's going to be okay.
It's going to be fast.
Connor, yeah. Is there an art to stretching?
Stretching?
Yeah, stretching in between, like, you know, having to hold something
yes.
out.
Yes. All right, so one of the things that I have to do is, like, especially if there's a call and the referees are going over to the scores table and we're trying to figure out what's going on, it's a great time for live reads. It's a great spot.
Some people get 8 or 9 live reads, in fact.
Yeah, timeouts. Well, obviously, you go to break. Free throws, exactly. So I don't think there's an art to it. Usually, I have so much to say already, and I try to use the things that I maybe strategy or who's playing well, go to the statistics. I don't think there's an art to it. It's just more of a feel of where the game is at.
No, I think there is an art because you've got to balance it.
Well,
I
guess that
is true. You've got to bounce it back and forth. We have somebody that's on the phone, but they're not going to wait. They're probably not going to talk about basketball. I have one last question, though, here. Shasta Wolves.
Yep.
Kids went down there, took on another Catholic dynasty
mm-hmm.
down there.
Well, the thing about the Bishop schools is they're always so, so talented. So, like Bishop O'Dowd and the team against that played against Shasta, they just are so talented, especially out for the wideouts. They're so athletic, and they're so big, and they're a big school.
Yeah.
And they, you know, have those abilities to, you know, run the ball, pass the ball, throw the ball. And Shasta, another great quarterback. Shasta's only two losses this year coming against unbelievable quarterbacks. Another one.
Well,
Bishop.
They were had one of their. Premier running backs couldn't play either.
Yeah,
had gotten injured in the playoff game. But they also don't these schools like the Bishop schools recruit from different areas. It's not like it's just in their own little backyard.
Right, right. And the CIF tries to do as much as they can to like monitor that. But I mean, it's
a private school.
Yeah. There's nothing they can do.
Well, do you mind if we just kind of explain a little bit that
sure.
you know at KCNR we have a sports, we cover. The high school football and basketball, and we also do the Colt 45s.
Mm-hmm.
This championship game was completely separate. It's a complete high dollar.
Right.
Determined by somebody else.
We didn't have the contract for that.
And we didn't have the contract for that. So I know we had a lot of callers like, what do you mean? So I guess it would be like if there was a special, say there was a sports special that's completely separate from your regular programming, if that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure, we want you to know that we didn't drop the ball on it.
We took Enterprise all the way down to the state.
Yeah.
And so this year it was another contract. Yeah. Anyway,
you do such an outstanding job.
Oh, thank you very
much.
How do
you see 2018 for you, Connor?
Oh, I don't know. it's up in the air. I'm juggling a couple balls right now. Work for the Sacramento Kings part-time. In Sacramento, obviously, and then Sac Republic, which is a minor league soccer team down there as well. Working at Simpson, doing games for you guys. So my schedule's a little packed. I got to set my schedule the month ahead of time, but you know I love it. So I love broadcasting. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do. So anytime I can put on the headset, I'm a happy camper.
You ever done baseball?
I have done baseball.
Okay.
You do such a great job. I'll tell you what. You're a positive force that comes in. Always up, great personality. I don't care how late you were up. You bring your game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I love it so much. So it doesn't feel like work to me. So I really appreciate it.
Super. Okay. Thanks a lot, Connor. And it starts tonight at 5:30.
That's right.
Okay.
And tell us again who. playing?
Simpson women taking on PUC at 5:30, and then the Simpson men team taking on PUC also at 5:30. It's a home conference opener.
PUC scored 135 points in their last game.
That's correct.
Who'd they play?
They played Northwest Indian College.
Uh-huh.
Final score is 131-106.
Wow.
So
a lot of defense out there.
No, a lot of pressing, and then they just break the press and go and score layups. So, yeah, like I said, I'm gonna be out of breath tonight. I might need, like, a defibrillator or an oxygen tank.
We'll just give you all that Red Bull.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be mainlining Red Bull out there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Connor, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Yeah. I love the Christmas theme music. It's great.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
absolutely.
Continue that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Oh, good morning. Oh, my goodness. That movie at the Cascade Theater last night was so wonderful. It took me back to my childhood some 70 years ago. And in Reading, it was the Christmas parade lit up all of the windows in the shops. And as I think it was Snow White on the float came down the street, and she waved her wand at each store window, and it lit up, and for the first time we could see the Christmas displays. I'm telling you. And there's nothing like the big screen to pull you into a movie. But you know what was the very best? There was the cutest little teenage elf singing in the lobby. I'm telling you, if you missed it, next year put it on your calendar. Linda, thank you so much.
Teenage elf?
You got it, kiddo.
Did you say teenage elf? I'm like, was there another teenage? There was somebody else in the lobby singing?
I don't know who she was, but I'll tell you, she was the cheeriest little elf I have ever seen.
Well, thank you, Roberta. Merry Christmas to you. I'm glad you enjoyed the movie.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
Everybody.
Thank you so much, Roberta, for being a loyal listener as well. And a great friend.
Bye-bye.
She talked about Miracle on 34th Street last night. The Cascade Theater brings the great pleasure to the North State. Wonderful, wonderful movies of the silver screen. And last year they played It's a Wonderful Life. This year it was Miracle on 34th Street. It was Darling. They did the Ugly Sweater Contest, and you had a beautiful youth choir, and they did the best, prettiest sweater. And then Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Joe Larson on trombone, and myself, we sang, did a whole Christmas set for 45 minutes. And it's just, we sat in, you know, they put us in a little corner right before you walk in the doors, and it was just so intimate and wonderful and live and jazz and great, and all our hearts felt super great. So I'm sorry if you missed it, and hopefully we get asked to do it again next year. It would be great. It was a fun gig. It was a great way to close out the Christmas season doing those kinds of music. So thank you, Roberta. And Casey and I, we did give tickets away. Olga was able to bring her family, and, of course, we're going to be attending her concert in January. So coming up in the next set, we have a new business owner that we're going to bring on the air. Very excited about that, because you know here at KCNR we like to promote businesses and show and have you hear people who own these businesses that you might not otherwise know, or even maybe don't know about the business, or like to know more background information about this particular business that we're having on at the 7:30 hour.
And we're going to have on a Veterans Diesel and Auto when we come back. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, what about this as a Christmas present? You're having a tough time for that loved one. How about a gift certificate for a CCW class? Or how about a CCW class for you and your loved one with Northern Firearms Instruction? Check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Reading by retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. That's Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com or 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just see those sleigh bells. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served. Happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on December the 18th. It means you got seven more shopping days till Christmas. Yes, I do count. I do count Christmas as a shopping day because there's bound to be something open. A 7-Eleven, a gas station. You know what? You can always, always buy those air fresheners for your car and wrap them up.
Oh, yeah.
You can wrap them up, put five or six of them in different little packages so it looks like it's more.
You know, he's teasing. Please don't. Bob, was that Pentatonix?
It was, in fact, off their most recent Christmas album.
That would be like the best way to go shopping. Pentatonix in your car, right? And you probably go
up on your earbuds. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
You can talk now, Carl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Our friends down there. Friends. It's friends helping friends at Cornerstone Community Bank. Going down and see the high level of professionalism and customer service you're going to get down there, especially in their newest branch at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. Go on down there and find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? Speaking of local dreams, we have a guy here. by the name of Justin Locke, who 8 months ago stepped out and formed his own company, Veterans Diesel and Auto. And we're going to talk to Justin a lot here, but one of the things I want to do is thank you for your service, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
And the fact that you've served in 101st Air Air Assault and you fought in Desert Storm. So, you know, my hat's off to you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's true.
It's my pleasure to serve the country.
It is, isn't it? You know, when people say that, it's kind of like you get a little embarrassed when people thank you. So, but it's kind of like, you know, because it's an honor to serve this country is the way I feel like. And it's, maybe that's, you know, sometimes you see things going on in our country that's a little strange. But you know what? It goes back to I don't think of it at those levels. I think about guys like you and people in Reading here and the flyover states and how they at least stand up for America, where the 4th of July is a big thing and honoring our flag is a big thing, where we don't use the flag as a political tool. So that's just me.
So I have a question, Justin. Veterans Diesel and Auto, tell us about your company and how you named it, why you named it Veterans Diesel and Auto.
Well, to start off with, I've been doing this for about 30 years. Really enjoy turning wrenches, just working on vehicles. Don't enjoy the busted knuckles so much, but enjoy the trade all in all. And after some point, I thought, you know, I've been doing this for this long for everybody else but myself. It's time that I went out and tried to build something for myself and my future. And so at that point, I kind of decided to open my own shop. And I couldn't think of anything better to call it than Veterans Diesel, because part of the idea is when we get to that point to expand and try to hire nothing but veterans. The other thing was our veterans, our military, our first responders, our police departments, these are the people that run out when everybody else is running in. They deserve a break wherever we can give it to them. And so that was part of the reason why when from the day we opened, they all get a discount.
Don't worry about it. Listen, hey, everybody does it. It's actually a pretty ring.
Well, thank you.
I sound like a flute.
That's pretty cool.
I sound like fairies, you know. So Justin, where is your business? And did you have to go looking far to find a garage?
You know, I really didn't expect the biggest challenge so far upon opening was finding a good location. I really didn't think that was going to be anywhere close to the biggest problem to solve. But Reading is, for heavy commercial, Reading is pretty scarce. And so, yes, it took me about 2 months to actually find a location, and we ended up down there at 5246 West Side Road, or excuse me, East Side Road.
East Side.
No, it is West Side.
West Side.
And
you're
I'm all over the map.
Out. Okay, so West Side Road. There's a big difference.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
And where are you? And what are you close to?
Yeah.
We're close to North State Tire, Cal's bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, we go to Cal's all the time. Love
okay.
it.
Okay. So, all right. So that gave you a spot to locate at then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when you so what kind of work do you do there?
We specialize in diesel, but basically work on anything that comes in the door.
Okay. So
cars.
You have all those computers and
yes,
all
sir.
Those things that
wow.
if I wanted to bring something in?
One day we might be working on a gasoline car. The next day it may be a diesel pickup. And the next day it might be a diesel or a gasoline tractor.
Wow.
So you've got it all there then.
Do whatever we can.
So was this something that, how did you learn your craft? Were you raised with a dad that you tinkered on cars or what?
I wish I could say that. Actually, my father passed away when I was about 16 months old, and I just started becoming a mechanic. I actually took auto shop down here at Enterprise High School, went into the Army at 17, and immediately went in to become a mechanic, and kind of been doing it ever since.
So so you're a Reading boy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Born in Tama County and raised mostly in Reading.
I like it. You know, so as soon as you graduated, you said, okay, I'm going to go in the Army. And because I like vehicles, I'm going to be a mechanic. And the Army will offer you, they've got some of the best schools in the world as far as teaching you to trade in that.
Yes, sir.
And then you deployed, obviously, over to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait for Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Yes, sir. We my unit happened to be the lucky one that was on DRF-1 at the time. So when we heard on the news that Saddam had invaded, it was one of those days where you just go, well, boys, pack your bags because you know you're going.
DRF is?
Basically, the units, each section of the Army, Navy, et cetera, has at least one unit that's on alert at all times, the quick deployment action.
Okay. So you're in the quick deployment force then. And so what kind of unit, though, was it?
It was an infantry unit.
Infantry unit, okay. They got the infantry out early because it was going to take them a while to get the tanks. Because we got there in that first couple few days, too, of my group. And we the only thing we knew was there was like 10 divisions of Saddam's troops across the border. And they had all these tanks and all this Republican Guards. And we were sitting there with, I think we had laws, like anti-tank weapons. I think that was it. And the only way that you were going to do that was sneak around and give them a shot in the butt so we could slow them down. So we thought, oh, this is going to be a long war, a short war. So we were lucky he didn't come across.
He was
in that way. Yeah, because you all were there at the same thing.
Yep. There was one unit of the 82nd Airborne on the ground when we showed up. And you're about right, Carl.
Yeah.
We primarily had the Laws rocket and the TOW-2 missile launchers. That was it.
Yeah, and once we had fired those, that was it, too, because we didn't have all the resupply for that.
No, sir.
So we were in they said, okay, this is going to be like a 180 around the ports. That's where our gear was coming in, if he came. But there was no doubt. The Saudis had their National Guard up in front, but it was like going to be like a speed bump, we felt, to slow it down. So it was going to be interesting if he had come. But he didn't. So that was his mistake. And then we just started building.
With the with your business, again, Justin, Veterans Diesel and Auto, and you're over there by Cal's Books. So
on West Side Road.
On West Side Road. Do you, in your business, when it talks to, like, a lot of people get tired of getting taken their cars to the dealership, and they would like to be able to have a one-on-one relationship with a mechanic. It's kind of like your doctor, right? I always say that I actually been talking about finding somebody like that. So really nice to meet you. But the current cars with all of the computers and all of the upgrading things that are constantly going on, can you work on those things?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's one beautiful thing about this field is it's constantly changing. You'll never hear a good mechanic say, yeah, I know it all, because you can't know it all. It's constantly evolving. It's constantly changing. What we've really been seeing in the last several years is kind of a crossover of technology from gas to diesel and vice versa. A lot of the emission standards and equipment that's used on gasoline cars for the last 20 years, you're now seeing implemented on diesel. Same thing is direct injection, which is something that's always been a diesel item. You're now seeing transplanted onto gasoline vehicles for emission controls. So it's constantly changing and going back and forth.
Are you seeing that the more technical the cars have become, the more you're seeing them?
I think Detroit is doing a pretty good job of they've worked out a lot of the bugs that they've had over the years as far as electronics. Mind you, that's the only other thing that's kind of a downside is now you're dealing with vehicles where every module and system in that car talks to every other module and system in the vehicle. And so a lack of communication in one can create all kinds of nightmares.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. What we
okay,
have
so
is
if we have one back here in the back seat, then my whole front seat falls apart. Okay, that means in my 2006 F-150, you'd probably just love to see those coming in because it's kind of like is it easier to work on?
I love them all. I love my Fords. I drive one. We own several. And mostly I love them just because they didn't take the bailout money.
Yeah, well, that's true. Ford did not do that.
No, you know what?
Now that you bring that up, that's right.
Yeah.
When they were bailing out all these other car in the car industry, Ford said, nope, I think we can make it on our own.
Yep. Yeah, I give them respect for that.
And you know what? I think now, because when all that was going on was when I bought that F-150, and I think that was one of the reasons I did that.
They're good rigs. They're good rigs. We have one at the house, and we have a couple F-250s and F-350, and just all around the good rigs.
Yeah, we're here with Justin Locke, and he's the owner of Veterans Diesel and Auto, and he's a great guy. He's a veteran, and I'm sure we're gonna take a quick break here. We're gonna come back in. We're gonna talk a little bit about the business, and if you go down there, and what you can expect it when you drive into Veterans Diesel and Auto. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, though. Alliance Heating and Air, over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why they are the best in the North State. They can work on any type of heating system, and can I just remind you, it's 39 degrees right now, that if your heater is not working, then you need to give Martin and Pam a call. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. The only ones we let touch are HVAC systems. We'll be right back with Justin Locke and Veterans Diesel and Auto.
This is Mayor Vanderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2018. Purchase your Mardi Gras New Year's Eve Bash tickets now. This party kicks off Sunday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Backward, mixing it up for headlining act The Basics, performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person, includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes a delicious buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple. New Year's breakfast, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be sure to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Plus, Elements will be open at 1:30 a.m. for a New Year's breakfast for $9 with River Club card. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve Bash Mardi Gras, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve at the River.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All right.
Everywhere you go.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios, and we are going to reach about 63 today with our lows of around 40. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield and Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst, also a veteran-owned business, knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. He's truly old school, this guy. I mean, you can go in there with an inch, a ding, or
chip.
6 inches, and he goes up to, I don't know, what, 20 inches?
No, 2.5 feet in length. He can fix that crack.
And we've gone to him the day before Thanksgiving as we were leaving town to come back into town and say, fix our car. Or he was right, he's just a great guy. Crackmaster, located on 273.
At 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Okay, we're here with Justin Locke, who started up Veterans Diesel and Auto like 8 months ago. Been working all over town. He's a Redding guy. He's also a veteran of the Gulf Wars and 101st Air Mobile Group, or Air Assault, I guess I should say, Air Assault. And the and been working here in town since then, but said, you know what, it's time to start my own business. So, of course, it became Veterans Diesel and Auto. He's out on 273 on West Side Road, close to Cal's Books out there in that general area. What's the exact address?
It's 5246 West Side.
And a phone number?
782-4155.
Okay, 782-5145. And we're going to publish that one out, too. Also, I'd just like to give a shout-out to Justin, not because he's a veteran, but he's also supporting our Salute to the Veterans. And I appreciate that so much. And April Sharp here is with us today.
Good morning, April.
I said, here's a project, April. And April went, I can do this.
Yeah.
And April went out and signed a number of people to come in and talk. And I'm really glad that you were one of them. I'm glad to be able to meet you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, don't call me sir. And just because I'm a lot older than you, unless that's the reason.
It's force of habit. Yeah.
I know. I call people sir, ma'am.
Yes,
all the
you do.
Well, the military beats it into you.
Yeah.
And then my grandparents on my dad's side were both ranch folks, straight up cowboys. And it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or you got the back of the five as quick as you could spit.
You're right, because I was raised in that sense that it was always yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. And
then, I think it's nice.
Well,
I
transition to the military was easy.
Yeah, we went to a party last night, and there was a guy there. We were with the Doggy Park people. It was fabulous. Before the Cascade event, and there was a gentleman there, younger. I know, he's probably 30, and he's yes, sir, no, yes, ma'am, no. And the lady who was throwing the party said, please don't call me ma'am. I said, I like being called yes, ma'am. It makes me feel, there's something about it that's like manners. It's old school. It shows a sign of respect. I think that's great, by the way. Just commend you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking about on the break that you're like about a week out right now.
Yes.
But there are but you can move things around if you have emergencies and stuff.
We have to try to keep things fluid around there to where we keep a couple long term jobs which can go anywhere from a week to a month. But we try to keep it to where if we have somebody that comes in and's got something fairly quick and simple and easy, hey, we can get them in and out in a hurry, because everybody knows it's hard to live without a vehicle anymore. It's nonstop transportation. I think we all probably spend more time in our vehicles than we do at home.
So, well, I used to until I moved to Redding. And then now it only takes me like 5 minutes to go anywhere. So, last year I put like 5,000 miles on my truck. I'm kind of a little bit embarrassed.
So you being born and raised in this area, and there's so many people who have been that we've witnessed in the last 10 years of us. We've been on the air now 8 years. People coming and loving Redding, but getting frustrated with Redding and then leaving. So what, you have the staying power, number one, and you decided to open a business in the state of California 8 months ago.
Yes.
What made you, besides the fact that I've been doing it for everybody else, I might as well do it for myself. Being a business owner in California is not easy.
No, ma'am.
You have to jump through more hoops than you do in other states.
Yep.
So why? What gives you, I'm staying, I'm going to be part of this community for till I die?
Well, my family actually came out here, I want to say around the mid-30s, during the Depression. My great-grandfather and his sons worked on building Shasta Dam, later on worked on building Whiskeytown Dam. And my grandmother, that I just love to death, is 91 now. And at this rate, she could very well go another 10 years. So at some point, you know, we look at the overall situation in California, and there's plenty of times where, you know what, you'd like to break and run. You look at the overall situation, and it's just not good. But at some point, you go, okay, you have a choice. You can either up and run, or you can stand, dig in, and fight for this place. And I can vouch, Redding used to be a wonderful place to grow up. We spent years, when I was growing up, out camping, out riding dirt bikes, spending weekends out at the lake. These are things I wanted my son to enjoy, and that was one of the reasons that we moved back. I've only been back home for about 12 years now.
Well, yeah, but see, you can still do that, though. I mean, yes, we do have our problems here. You know, we do have the transients and all that, but you can still take your dirt bikes out. You can still go out on the lakes out here. It's still a great place, and I agree with you, because you've got the type of trade. You can take it anywhere and be a success. Yep. I mean, literally, just plop down anywhere and just say, hey, here I am. I've got my tools, and I'm opening up a business, and people will gravitate to you and then keep coming.
Well, you know, I spent 5 years up in Alaska, all over the U.S., but this has always been home.
Well, what'd you do in Alaska?
I was just growing up. I was still a kid.
Okay. So you lived up there?
Yep. Went a couple of years of JROTC up there, and that was one of the other ideas and inspirations for joining the military.
And then, but then you came back down here after that and went to Enterprise High
yes,
School,
sir.
Hornets. And, okay, wow, you've had a varied life.
Yes, sir.
What would you say is the, you know, for a truly a master mechanic like you are, what's probably the hardest thing for you? When, you know, somebody brings something in, is it telling somebody that, you know, this is, you know, it's a lot worse, this little dinging sound is really serious? You know, because they don't know it. I mean, most people with today's cars, they don't even try to work on them anymore. And it's because of all the computers and everything. So is that a tough time?
It's the one part of this job that I can closely equate it with that of being a doctor, because the truth of the matter is you get to give really good people bad news all the time, just like the doctor. Nobody goes to the doctor when they're feeling well and everything's fine. You only go when there's a problem, and unluckily, same thing with a mechanic. Usually when people bring their vehicle to a mechanic, it's because they've got a problem and they just don't know how bad it is yet. Luckily, sometimes we can take care of it, you know, fairly reasonably. And
I had a problem for over 4 years and didn't know what it was until the light came on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a hesitation, and I thought it was in the overdrive. Somebody said, oh, that's because it's in your overdrive. And I'm like, okay, I never questioned it. And it turned out it was I needed my spark plugs needed to be changed because I guess on Fords they have to be changed at 100,000 miles. And
yep.
I was right there, and I was before I knew you. Otherwise, you would have had it. And he says, and he goes, you know, and I took him to a big place, and he goes, he says, I bet that little hesitation is going to go away too, because that's what's causing it. You're putting a load on the spark plugs; mm-hmm. they're missing, and that's giving you that jerking. And I went, really? And guess what?
Yep.
He was right. But from now on, taking it down, since somebody that loves Fords, you want him to work on your Fords.
And he's a veteran.
And he's a veteran.
And a veteran-owned business.
And it's a veteran-owned business. And here's, and somebody asked, it's Justin Locke. He was in the Army. He was in the 101st Air Assault. He was in one of the first units to go over with the Army there at 82nd Airborne, because we linked up with the 82nd Airborne. They had no food. We just brought in MREs, you know, to our guys, because we had Marines assigned to the 82nd, and these guys came in and they said, "Do you have food?" And they didn't even look at what the MREs were. They just opened it up, started eating. So that tells you how bad they felt. Because when they dropped the 82nd in there, they didn't have that supply train behind them. They
yep.
were, I think they were being fed Burger King at one point, you know, from anyway.
So people can find you online.
And it's Veterans Diesel and Auto.
They can find you online.
We have a Facebook page, and that's really about it online at this point. Okay. I mean, we're also listed with Yelp and Google.
You got a lot of good things, too. A lot of good comments on that, by the way, if I just noticed that when I was looking through it. And the name, again, of course, is Veterans Diesel and Auto. It's on West Side Road. It's down there, you know, where Cal's books are. And the 5246 down there.
We have a chat pack, and people are
asking
people
questions.
Go online and ask us questions. So.
Do veterans get discounts? Sir?
Absolutely. Our veterans, first responders, current and former law enforcement, all get a 10% off on their labor.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll be right back.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. British police say they have detained a man after a disturbance at an English airbase used by the U.S. Air Force. Suffolk police said American service personnel fired shots during today's incident at the RAF Mildenhall base before the man was arrested. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Several news outlets report the Ministry of Defense in London say one individual is in custody with Suffolk police. The incident was described as some sort of argument at the base gates. British media suggested an individual in a vehicle tried to force his way through a checkpoint.
RAF Mildenhall is home to over 3,000 U.S. military personnel and their families. On Capitol Hill this week, lawmakers will vote on the GOP tax bill. Republican John Cornyn is the Senate Majority Whip.
We're going to get the economy roaring back again and improve pay and increase jobs and make America more competitive in the global economy, as well as simplifying the tax code and giving everybody in every tax bracket a tax cut.
Cornyn spoke on ABC's This Week. Meanwhile, the government is facing a partial shutdown at the end of the week unless Congress agrees to some sort of spending bill.
There will most likely be some sort of stopgap measure to fund the government through mid-January, but the House wants to add a provision to fund the Pentagon for an entire year. Senate Democrats oppose splitting the two. They appear to have the votes to block it.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A fast-moving house fire claimed the lives of a mother and three of her children in Brooklyn, New York this morning. New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro.
It was early morning. Everyone in the home was asleep. Fire gets started, and it got a good start before a neighbor noticed it and called us.
Children's father and two teenagers in critical condition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
The prospects for passage of the tax bill in the Senate may be even tighter than originally thought.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, who has been hospitalized in suburban Washington, has returned to Arizona and will miss the final vote on his party's tax overhaul bill. The Arizona Republican was being treated at Walter Reed Medical Center for side effects from his treatment of brain cancer. He decided to leave Washington to return home for the holidays and will not be in D.C. for the vote, which is expected early in the week.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. A prominent U.S. appeals court judge has announced his retirement days after women alleged he subjected them to inappropriate sexual conduct or comments. Judge Alex Kaczynski of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said in a statement today that a battle over the accusations would not be good for the judiciary. In his statement, he apologized to anyone who felt uncomfortable. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. It's off to nursery school for Princess Charlotte.
Kensington Palace says that Charlotte will attend the Wilcox Nursery School in London in January. The daughter of Prince William and his wife Kate turns 3 in May. She's 4th in line to the British throne after grandfather Prince Charles, Father William and older brother Prince George. School officials say that they are delighted with the decision and look forward to welcoming Charlotte to the nursery. Sarah Shackley, London.
Chocolate and candy maker The Hershey Company is acquiring Amplify Snack Brands for $1.2 billion. Shares in Amplify jumped more than 70% in pre-market trading on news of the deal. Amplify makes Skinny Pop popcorn and Omega protein bars. It was founded in 2014. The Austin, Texas company has about 600 employees. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody, as we start our ninth year behind the mics. I know it's hard to believe. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, news always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. A great place to go into. It's been remodeled, but it still has that great customer service and that outstanding...
And you've already received
that outstanding walk-in humidor.
And you've received a few. I'm sorry, interrupted. You take a break, and then I'm thinking, I'm just coming in and saying you just received a few hand-picked cigars.
I did, and I have to breathe. You know, and if I was a porpoise, I could breathe through the top of my head.
Right.
That would make me pretty
cool. I know.
Cool.
Is this something that somebody called in one time, that early in our years, and said, yeah, she's always interrupting him? Well. Do I really do that? I'm going to try in 2018 to just sit over here.
I don't
My
want you
heels
to change.
Are running fast, and I'm like, I got to get in there.
I don't want you to change a bit.
Okay, let's go to the phone. Somebody we don't want to have change a bit, except for to grow our money. Susan Eastman.
Susan, we want positive growth here.
Our world has really been 8 years.
Yes,
and we started our ninth year. I mean, last year was our 8th anniversary, and all these nice people said thank you or hello 14. or how in the hell could you all stay on that long?
I know, we did.
And,
and this is our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. How are you? Merry Christmas. And what's happening on Wall Street?
Okay, well, we have a green market today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 167 points at 24,819. The S&P 500 is up 16 points at 2,692. And the NASDAQ Composite is advancing 52 points at 6,989. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Intel up 82 cents, trading at 45.42. Micron Technology, positive 91 cents at 43.29. Apple up $2.61, trading at 176.46. For local stocks of interest, FedEx trading higher up $2.59 at $242.64. AT&T positive 28 cents at $38.52. Bank of Commerce up 30 cents at $11.60 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.37%. And over to commodities, gold is up $7.71 an ounce at $1,263.70. Silver positive 11 cents at $16.19 per ounce. And crude oil trading higher as well, up 12 cents at $57 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you again Friday. She's gone. Okay. Susan Eastman from Park, she's located on Park Marina Drive with the Wells Fargo Advisors there. She's the first vice president of investments. Okay, let's move on to Terry. Good morning,
Terry, and thank you for the hats.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
I hope, Carl, that hat with the camouflage makes it so you can actually get a pig one of these times, buddy.
You know, I'm not holding my breath.
Is it running?
Well, I made it camouflage, you know, so that
you
way
did.
You can hide
That's
in the bushes.
That's true. And, you know, and then I got a, you know, somebody gave me a pig mask, too. So I said, you know, it's just, you know, some people are starting to rub it
Yesterday,
in.
Yesterday, you got a pig mask.
I got a pig mask. I got a boar mask with a little teeth and everything. You know, I'm like, no, nobody's going to fake it.
The pigs are collaborating with the turkeys, Carl.
Yeah, but you know what? The turkeys aren't. The turkeys are laughing on the other side of their beaks now since I whacked a couple. So, but now the pigs are all. They're just, you know what? They're rolling around out there going, you know.
Bring it on,
laughing.
Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not holding my breath.
Anyway, Merry Christmas.
I just go out and buy bacon. I buy the thick sliced bacon. You know, it makes me feel, you know, like
this is going too far. Okay. Terry, what's on your mind?
Anyway, tonight at the Patreon meeting, we're going to just be having a Christmas party. It should be very good. We've got lots of goodies. We're going to have a few prizes for an ugly sweater contest and a few things like that. And we're also going to be showing the Board of Supervisors meeting that happened last Tuesday and the comments that were made, the 10 or so comments that were made. It's quite good. We'll have a little bit of special music and that sort of stuff. So a bit of a celebration. And this is at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. And we will have a meeting for Jefferson, a small and a short one, before the meeting at 5:30. But one thing I did want to bring up is that we will not be having a meeting on Monday the 25th because it's Christmas. We will not be having a meeting on January 1st because it's New Year's. So our next meeting after tonight will be on January the 8th.
Okay. Are y'all going to go through the the birth of Christ and all that, kind of do that as opposed to just being, you know, gift giveaways?
Well, we'll be talking about a lot of things like that. I'm sure that we'll have
freedom of religion,
we'll have a special bit of invocation.
Yeah, freedom of religion, you know, that kind of stuff.
But yeah, it should be really good. It'll be fun. We got lots of cookies, lots of stuff. Sally made lots of prizes, you know, Sal. So anyway, it'll be a good time and a time to reflect and a time to look forward. But January 8th is going to be one heck of a meeting. We should have a lot of news on the court case, and we'll keep everybody posted.
Super. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You know, I like saying Merry Christmas.
I do, too.
Bob, do you like saying Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Or Happy
Merry
Hanukkah. Merry or Happy Christmas. Hanukkah to the people.
I was surprised down at the post office, a couple of the clerks say Merry Christmas, and I'm like, they let you do that?
I don't want it to be political.
We've become
correct.
So PC as a society that when you hear somebody in a government position say it, you go, wow, you're allowed to do that?
No,
somebody will
are.
Screw that up. Somebody will complain.
I think what you're going to see is, you know, I think, you know, people have got to take a deep breath. And, you know, and they go, hey, look, if somebody says Merry Christmas, so what? So what if they say Merry Christmas to you? But the only ones that really get weird about it are a very small percentage, and I just say, just, you know, put them outside. Let them sit in the snow for a while. We'll get over it. Okay. Well, you know what? Here we are, finishing up the year. We're, of course, not going to be on air on the 25th, Christmas. We're giving everybody a day off. You know, nobody can call me the Grinch again after what that one year. And then on New Year's Day, everybody gets that day off. And we're going to just have a bunch of recorded things. We'll have a best of show. Or maybe, you know, on Christmas, we're just going to be playing music on that day for our show. You like that? You like that
idea?
Yeah,
I really do.
I like that idea. A lot of things going on in the world. One is talking about the Shasta Wolves. Went down, and you know what? Here's these kids gave their very, very best. And they, you know, they went up against a really powerhouse team down there in the Diego school. Again, it's a Catholic school, and the Catholic schools are large. Don't think of them as a very small private school like, you know, like Reading Christian or something like this. These are large schools. And they have, and their players come in from a lot of different areas. They're not just from that little district because they don't really have a district. They can pull from all over. So right away, if you remember when Enterprise went down, the Hornets went down there 4 years ago to play, that's who they were up against, and the same thing that the Shasta was. Now, I'm not saying that Shasta couldn't have played with them at any time, but they were also missing one of their. And I'm not making excuses. These kids gave their very best. But it might not have made any difference at all if their other starting tailback was in. But I think we ought to just really, really be proud of those kids, just like we were for Enterprise. And I'd like to get the coach on and maybe a couple of his players.
That'd
there.
Be great.
You know, now that the season's over and, you know, they didn't prevail in that big game, but, you know, something that we can
they're
have them come
heroes.
In there.
They're still heroes.
They're still champions. That's right. They're champions of the whole northern region here. And they played their hearts out. And you know what? This is what you're looking for. You're looking for their utmost effort to leave their game on the field. and not someplace
else. I was looking, before we left this morning, speaking of football, there was some kind of call, I don't know if you've seen it yet, between the game with the Patriots and the Steelers. And big uproar. In a call where the guy caught it, he landed on the ground. I don't know his name. I don't know his number. I'm sorry. Landed on the ground. I'll look into it in a second here. And the ball, he was over the line with the ball, but his elbows hit first. So it broke. Somehow it broke.
Broke the plane.
So that was a call. And
was it called a touchdown?
Not a touchdown.
Okay, see, I thought it said that. It was toward the last play of the game, and I just read a headline because I don't watch the game.
2 points apart.
And so the New England wins, but they said that call, and then the Steelers coach said he said, I don't even want to talk about it. Don't even want to talk about it. So I don't know how bad that was. I just pointed that because I didn't know if you had.
Well, no, thank God I had a top on my coffee cup. Okay. This is why we always tell everybody don't.
Somebody in the chat room says his knee apparently hit first outside.
His knee was down outside. Okay.
Outside the
line. Supposedly that was it. You know, when you have these playback, you know, you have these things that are ultra slow motion. Oh, no, his hands weren't underneath the ball. I mean, come on. I mean, it's getting to be.
Yeah, it's a technicality.
Here's certain things that when the announcers are saying, okay, this crew right here, this is going to be a long game, the officiating crew, because they throw a lot of flags. And these guys are just, pew, pew, pew. I mean, the announcers are saying this. Oh, yeah, this game's going to be a long game because if they call an average of something like 12 more penalties per game than everybody else. I mean, that's a lot of penalties.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I just want to take a few minutes, and I want to talk about the history of the Christmas tree. I just really kind of discovered that this year.
I also want to talk about what's going on with Trump, Thomas Fier, and one of our local guys doing really, really good. He set a new record for stolen cars. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only place I go to shop for jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Guys, you got a week. You have a week to go down there, paw through the jewelry, and they've got a lot. Find that right gift for her or for him. Buy it and get it underneath the tree. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holiday sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, readingkia.com.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency, and with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 offer a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl in the Box. Good morning, everybody.
Do you realize that those are just vocals? That's not a drum. That's a vocal.
I know. Pentatonics. Welcome back. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of December. 7 days until Christmas. Joy to the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, they can customize their home care solutions to you, your situation, and keep it affordable and keep your loved ones where they're the happiest in their homes. That's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350.
Good morning, everybody. Again, it's currently 39 degrees in this last half, and we have a very special person with us this morning. It's April Sharp. In fact, April was responsible for bringing in our last guest, Justin Locke, in to support the troops and a holiday tribute to the troops. April Sharp, if you know the name, Preston Sharp. Sorry, I'm just looking at Preston Sharp. April is his mom, and April was talking about this wonderful weekend with Wreaths Across America, which happens always on this Saturday around December 12th. But this weekend it was
the feeding of the and then the dinner for the veterans and the first responders down at Yuba Street at Veterans Hall. But then something happened yesterday that we weren't aware of.
Yes, Preston went to Chico and honored over 2,000 veterans. It was quite amazing to see that he got support outside of the Redding area. So that was quite amazing. There was some wonderful people, some wonderful veterans came out to help us honor the veterans with a flag and a flower. And there was two parents there that their children was killed in action. Mm-hmm. And just to see them talk to Preston, it just made them very happy to know that there's somebody out there that is honoring veterans every day and not just on a holiday, and keeping their memory alive. It really meant a lot to a lot of people yesterday. It was quite amazing.
So when you say that Preston was in Chico at the Wreaths Across America, and no, that's two separate things. Okay, so he went to Chico for...
He went to Chico to go to the Glen Oak Cemetery, and there was 2,000 veterans there, and they don't have Wreaths Across America there. So Preston went there with the flags and 2,000 flowers and went, and we honored every single veteran in the entire cemetery. So it was quite amazing.
And you had how many volunteers to help?
I would say there was probably about 80 people from the Chico and Williams area and Willows.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Oh, no, that's
spirit filled.
Plus you had
some missing in action mothers.
Yes.
That were there, or families that were there, too. And now these are young men and women who, mainly men, I guess. I think it's only men at this point, that have been reported missing in action, and mm-hmm. the remains have not been found, or anything about them has been discovered.
Yes, it was really, you know, heartening to talk to them, and they don't, you know, did not know what happened or where they are, and so Preston took a moment in the beginning and said something about the people that, you know, because they didn't have a stone there, so he took a moment to talk about them.
That's great. Oh my goodness. Well, if
I would think after a certain length of time. Because some of these were from Vietnam, I assume. Because in Vietnam, there were places in jungle battles, there were, you know, the people, you know, the war surged back and forth, and that, you know, bodies disappeared or were hit by, you know, an artillery shell or a bomb that just completely fragmented the body. Or they were flying out, and when their plane went down, they never did find the plane or anything like this. There's a group of people, various groups of people, that go back to Vietnam every year. And they search for the remains. In fact, Chuck Kenny is one of those people that goes back. And
owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, that goes back and searches for remains all the time. So there's, you know, so you've got this. And I can't imagine how that would be. It's one thing to lose your loved one. So I guess at this point you kind of assume that they're not ever going to come back. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what happened. So that's got to be that, you know, that one little nagging feeling there.
Yes.
Constantly.
The not knowing.
Well, thank you so much. And we just want to, you know, publicly say thank you to April Sharp for coming on board and doing this special project with the holiday tribute. So you'll be hearing that of some our loyal listeners. When you're listening to KCNR, you'll hear different companies and organizations that are saying to attribute. April's put that entire project together. And we commend you for that and all that you do, too, to help with shining a light on our veterans. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. Somebody said here in a, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm just going to repeat it out here. This is not fake news. This is just something someone said.
Our chat pack.
They're saying is that there's a chance that they may be able to revisit releasing the records of, you know, some records back in Department of Defense, and many families may receive some form of closure. I don't know about that. So I don't know if there's. I can't imagine stuff being held back. But then again, I can't imagine the government doing a lot of things that it's done.
Well,
in
they
the
may
past.
Have like done. There might have been poison, or they didn't want to disclose some of the things that were going on, maybe with the war. So it was covered up. I don't want to be a conspiracy person, but I would think that that could happen. And so they put it in a file of, they'd rather have it missing in action than to have these people know that your son was involved in a blah, 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 you know, warfare.
A special operation or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I can go buy that. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil. Major company here in town, does a lot for our city, our community, and for so many different organizations here. SST Oil, like I said, been in the business for 50 years. It's employee owned. They've got fuel for your heaters, for your water heaters, all those things. They can fix them, discounts for veterans. And their fuel cards are good at 59,000 different places. 59,000, think about that. Drive anywhere in the United States. And you're going to be able to use a fuel card right out of SST Oil and get a good deal on it. That's SST Oil, 241-1167. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:28 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everyone, and before we get into more political commentary, I wanted to give you a little history on the Christmas tree. Germany is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition, as we now know, in the 16th century when devout Christians bought decorated trees into their homes. Some built Christmas pyramids of wood and decorated them with evergreens and candles. If wood was scarce, it is widely held belief that Martin Luther, the 16th century Protestant reformer, first added lighted candles to a tree. Walking toward his home one winter evening, composing a sermon, he was aware by the brilliance of stars twinkling amidst evergreens. To recapture the scene for his family, he erected a tree in the main room and wired its branches with lighted candles. Most 19th century Americans found Christmas trees an oddity. The first record of one being on display was in the 1830s by the German settlers of Pennsylvania, although trees had been a tradition in many German homes much earlier. The Pennsylvania German settlements had community trees as early as 1747, but as late as the 1840s, Christmas trees were seen as pagan symbols and not accepted by most Americans. It is not surprising that, like many other festive Christmas customs, the tree was adopted so late in America that to the New England Puritans, Christmas was sacred. The Pilgrim's second governor, William Bradford, wrote that he tried hard to stamp out pagan mockery of the observance, penalizing any frivolity. The influential Oliver Cromwell preached against the heathen traditions of Christmas carols, decorated trees, and any joyful expression that desecrated the sacred event.
Oh, my gosh!
I'm so glad I wasn't alive in that era.
No, you could have gone, jingle bells, jingle bells, and they pulled your fingernails out.
In 1659, the General Court of Massachusetts enacted a law making any observance of December 25th, other than a church service, a penal offense. People were fined for hanging decorations. That stern solemnity continued until the 19th century when the influx of German and Irish immigrants undermined the Puritan legacy. In the 1840s...
The Irish. I would have known the Irish came in just wanting to have a good time, you little Irish elves.
In 1846, the popular royals, Queen Victoria and her German Prince Albert, were sketched in the Illustrated London News standing with their children around a Christmas tree. Unlike the previous
royal
family, Victoria was very popular with her subjects, and what was done at court immediately became fashionable, not only in Britain, but fashion-conscious East Coast American society. The Christmas tree had arrived. By the 1890s, Christmas ornaments were arriving from Germany, and Christmas tree popularity was on the rise around the U.S. It was noted that Europeans used small trees about 4 feet in height, while Americans liked their Christmas trees to reach from floor to ceiling. In the early 20th century, saw Americans decorating their trees mainly with homemade ornaments, while the German-American sect continued to use apples, nuts, and marzipan cookies. Popcorn joined in after being dyed bright colors and interlaced with berries and nuts. Electricity brought about Christmas lights, making it possible for Christmas trees to glow for days on end. With this, Christmas trees began to appear in town squares across the country, and having a Christmas tree in the home became an American tradition.
I didn't realize we were pagan worshippers.
Puritanical.
It's hard calling.
Like, how do you even look up? Look up, look up, look down, look down. You know, it's like, how do you move? I mean, talk about... I would have the scarlet letter all over me.
That wouldn't be the scarlet A. That would be the scarlet alphabet. It would be all over you, honey. Okay,
I'm just telling you, it's very interesting.
You'd be out singing and all these things, and then,
anything. You'd be penalized to hang anything that had any kind of,
And they used to have these terrible fires because people would put candles on their Christmas trees. I mean, that to me was just asking for trouble, but obviously not. And then you had, you remember this, Bob, trees would get dry and people would have the old light bulbs on them that just heat right up.
Yeah, there were some popular ornaments, electrical ornaments in the early days that would set fire to the trees because they got so hot. There were some that would boil the water in a glass tube.
I remember that.
Yeah. But they got extremely hot doing so, and you have the pine needles.
We still have those.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? Those things are cute. Those little bubblers. Is that what caused it? They would get hot
temperature to get water to boil.
That makes sense, I guess. You know, so they have it set up so it bubbles like that. Okay. All right. You know what? We have a guy who's going for the world record right here in Reading. I'm not going to give you his name because, frankly, I don't know it or don't care. But he's been arrested again for stealing a car. This is his fourth stolen car in 3 months. You know what? Reading has the fifth largest number of stolen cars in California, which is like means the world. Well, we've got this guy that keeps on stealing cars and getting out of jail and stealing them again. He's got his own little Uber service going right now for himself. Who knows? He may be making money on Uber just by going out and picking up other people, other recalcitrants. You have a drug deal, I'll just come by in my brand new car, pick you up, and we'll just deliver the drugs. Now, what happened to the rule of law? What's happened to the rule of law? Board of Supervisors, don't we have like a little idea we can just kind of lock these guys up? No, there is no plan. We have no money. We have no plan. We're not smart enough to think of this. Well, how about we just why don't we take that big tree? Why don't we take the Christmas tree that they put up here and just maybe really cement it in and just put chains around it. And at the end of each chain, you put a handcuff. And you just handcuff them out there. So you've got like 30 of them that you catch for doing these things. You know, like stealing presents, taking things off your front stoop, stealing your car. Just put them, handcuff them out there and give them a blankie. So they have.
I don't know. I mean, that, you know, that goes in line with Armando, who has tried to bring, and he's worked so hard to try to bring a flavor, a flair to downtown Reading. And his lights have been vandalized. His plants have been vandalized.
Car's been stolen twice.
I'm just saying. So anyway, I'm up at the doggy park the other day, and I have a girlfriend who just got a new used car, and she and I were talking about it, and she said, "Did you get a low jack when we got our car?" And I said, "You're shaking your head like, yeah, you better tell everybody we did." She said she did, and she said because of all the crime that's been happening in Reading. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
No, Roberta,
good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to mention, of course, I'm in my 70s, and I remember back when I was a little bitty girl that we had candles on our Christmas tree. But my dad cut the tree the day before Christmas, and after we went to bed, the tree went up, all the gifts came out, and so we never saw anything about Christmas until Christmas morning.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. So
because the trees were fresh.
They wouldn't burn right away, huh?
They weren't likely to catch on fire.
And the tinsel was lead.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? The tinsel was lead. And you remember the tinsel, how you'd throw it up and all this? My mom would reach down and whack me on the back of the head.
Yes, you couldn't. Because don't wad it up and throw it in a ball.
Don't wad it and throw it in a ball. You had to place it.
Yes.
You had to let it drip down.
Did like, every kid go through that? I want to know.
And then
did
you have your wanted head, to throw them
your
up.
Your parents whack you the side of the head and said, this is how you do it. You don't just throw it in there.
That's right. And my dad used to trim it with scissors so that it was perfect on hanging from the branch, and now of course we don't have the heavy enough tinsel to be able to do that.
It's just, well, it's made out of mylar,
made out of aluminized mylar, okay. And weighs nothing.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
and,
not. You know what? It doesn't burn. It doesn't burn really cool either. Like it used to burn really cool.
Okay, Albert Sadaka, who is believed to have really made Christmas tree lights mainstream, the New York teenager had heard about a candlelit tree that burst into flames and started stringing lights for his family's novelty business. Painting the bulbs proved to be the ticket, and one day his business became NOMA Electric Company, National Outfit Manufacturers Association, the largest Christmas light manufacturer in the world for many years. Yes, you've heard it right here in KCNR 1460. What's
well,
that company
thank
called?
Thank you so much
NOMA.
For all your historic information, Linda. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Roberta.
So, Merry Christmas again, everybody.
Merry
bye
Christmas.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine. Merry Christmas.
Well, I think so. Anyway, I thought you were talking about the car stealing guy.
Yeah, we are.
And I think this applies to not only the national government, but the city government. There's an old saying that if you're going to clear up the mud in the creek, you got to get the pigs out first.
Okay. Yeah, so I know what you mean.
I think that might be word to the wise.
Let's get the, pig, get the pigs
the
out
government.
Of here.
And Trump might take a lesson from that, too.
I think so, too. Okay. Somebody said, Sungold just says, wondering where Henry was today. So Henry's here, Sungold. I just got an announcement that an Amtrak train derailed over I-5 in Washington State.
A high-speed Amtrak train derailed onto Interstate 5 between Tacoma and Olympia, blocking all southbound lanes.
Thanks a lot, Henry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, that's just breaking news. Driver alert, delayed trips, use all routes. Okay.
Let's move on. Thomas Fire. It looks like it's going to be the largest fire in California history. It's reached out and Bob, see if you can check on that. But I think that was yesterday, and they're saying it was close right then.
So far, $230 million in suppression costs. What strikes me about the fire is that
While we have a state of emergency in California, our esteemed governor is globetrotting, spouting his, well, this is why we need to pass the global warming initiatives. Really, Jerry, shouldn't you be there, like, taking care of the disaster, taking care of your citizens?
About the firemen, we had a fireman die Saturday or Sunday. We had another one from right here in Reading break his leg in an accident fighting a fire. Anyway, the fire, 236, what, billion?
Not million so far. I'll look up million. The latest. Yeah.
But the, just the, oh, you're talking about the number of acres that's burned. That's not even counting.
430 square miles last night.
430 square miles. The town of Santa Barbara had fire coming down into the town. And, remember when Bill Mastin was on, he explained how that works. How can a town catch on fire? Because there's not really that much. And he said it's easy because when everything around you is really hot and it's exploding, it's shooting, it's like an explosion that shoots charcoal, burning charcoal out. And it hits your house, it hits your roof, and it embeds itself. And it keeps burning, and it starts your house on fire. That's how all this happens. So when you're building houses in places where it's very, and let's face it, that California is it's semi-desert out here. It's an arid place that we just bring a lot of water in so we can grow everything. This is a dry area.
Currently, as of this morning's briefing, the Thomas Fire, which is the big show, 270,000 acres at 45% containment. 1,024 structures destroyed, 250 more damaged, a total of 18,000 more are at risk from this fire. Again, only 45% contained. The winds are expected to ease up a bit, but fire crews are very worried that if those fires kick back up, it'll go right to the ocean.
Wow. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. We've had some things delivered to our house. And, because it says a tracking thing, and it said it was delivered at 3:05 in the afternoon. Well, this was 10 o'clock at night. And I went, when I saw that, so I went out and I looked around on the front porch, and it wasn't there. And I looked around, and I said, gosh, I didn't see it anywhere. And it said it had been delivered. So there was Linda sleeping peacefully. And I went. I shook her. I woke her up. I didn't shake her. I just kind of like, Linda. I just got, and I swing, and I sang Sleepy Kitty. And then I pretended.
Can you sing it now?
Sleepy Kitty. Anyway, and I said, did you get a package?
I need a deep
did
belly laugh.
Did you get
laugh.
A package? And she goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, put it on your, it's on put your, it on your nightstand.
It's on your dresser. And I went, oh. Thank you. Go back to sleep. Well, I did it so well that she didn't even remember it the next morning. But what I'm getting at is there's things out on your stoop or your front porch or something as people are delivering things and other people are taking them. They're following FedEx trucks and sending their kids out to grab stuff. Or they're in front of your businesses. They're shoplifting like crazy. Why not have North State Security put some people out there and stop this? How about them driving by your house at night if you can't be there because you're out a lot of times because of so many things going on, and this is when they hit your house? Why not have North State Security, the largest security firm north of Sacramento, over 100 sworn officers, more people on the street at any one time than the police and the sheriff combined? Why not use North State Security? Give them a call, 243-0295. Ask about the program where they can have somebody there at your place of business in under 10 minutes. That's right, under 10 minutes to be there to help you. 243-0295. We'll be right back after this message.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found.
The Hello, this is Chad David from Orchard Nutrition Center. I want to wish all of our veterans and military for their years of service. We know this is a hard time of the year, not seeing your families and loved ones. From all of us at Orchard Nutrition Center, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460, downtown Reading. What's the weather look like, sweetheart, for the next couple of days? Take us through the weekend.
All right, we've got... Let's see here. It's currently 40 degrees. Our lows will be 40 with our highs of 63. Tomorrow calls for a high of 59 and our lows of 39. Chance of showers, according to this forecast, 50% chance of showers tomorrow night. So if you've got any things outside that would be like, you know, pads or candles or any of those things that you've enjoyed these last few days, you might want to bring those in. Slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny on Wednesday as well with our highs of 53. And as we look forward to Thursday, sunny with a high near 58, mostly clear on that night with a low of 36. Friday calls for mostly sunny, the highs 57, lows 36. Saturday, sunny with a high near 57. Saturday night with a low of 35. And Sunday, a high of 57. That's our forecast here with a couple days there, maybe with scattered showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We talked about Chuck Kenny earlier, the Kenny family, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Very important this time of year, too. Just all year long to remember your seniors and your veterans. And 365-3793, they're located out in Anderson.
And speaking of veterans, a veteran-owned business, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. The only place to get a haircut. Get one before the year is out. Maybe one for Christmas. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, you know, let's talk a little bit about this train derailment. I've got other things, but this thing, there's a lot more to this train derailment than it's just a train derailment. You know, this is a high-speed train. And as Linda found right here about the mayor from...
Exactly. Let's see. Well, first of all, this is constantly coming out here, but reports first responders are treating the derailment of a mass casualty incident. The pictures are devastating because the train is derailed right over the highway. Commuter traffic on Monday morning that... And this is like right before Christmas. It's not good any time, but right. Emergency crews are on the scene, and the Amtrak management is responding. An Amtrak spokesman said in a statement, some injuries are reported. Service between Seattle and Portland is suspended for the time being. Amtrak train 501, which departed shortly before a.m. in Tacoma, was part of a service that launched Monday morning.
The high-speed rail. And here's a kicker on this one. The Lakewood mayor, where this goes through, said this is not safe. This track is not safe. This track has been you've had to always slow down for this section of the track. Well, they worked on the track, and as early as Monday, when this thing started, the mayor was still saying this is not safe.
It was rated for a maximum speed of 79 miles per hour for the section where it derailed in DuPont. According to Chris Carnes, who was a passenger, he was on board the train when it derailed, said at least seven cars derailed from the tracks. The emergency doors were not functioning correctly, which forced passengers to kick out train windows to exit. We had just passed the city of DuPont, and it seemed like we were going around a curve, Carnes said. All of a sudden, we felt this rocking and creaking noise, and it felt like we were heading down a hill. The next thing we know, we're being slammed into the front of our seats. Windows are breaking. We stop, and there's water gushing out of the train. People were screaming. The tracks for this line were supposed to be upgraded to be able to handle higher speeds. I'm not sure what happened at this juncture.
Well,
that's just a passenger.
This is your high-speed rail. Now, they had been working on this thing to strengthen the tracks. And to make it so they could handle high speeds up to, like we said, 79 miles an hour. It started Monday. That's today. So it started today? Is that what they're saying?
It may have started a week ago, but...
Okay. All right. So it could have been a Monday. But, yeah, it could have been last Monday.
Another breaking news. John Skipper resigns as ESPN president and co-chairman of the Disney Media Network on Monday. George Bodenheimer is president from 1998 to 2011 and as executive chairman until May 2014. Will take over as the acting chairman of the company for the next 90 days to help Disney chairman and chief executive officer Bob Iger find Skipper's replacement.
Trump, they're pushing Trump to fire the special counsel, Mueller. And he has said again and again and again, I'm not planning on firing him. I'm not going to fire him. Now, this either means Robert Mueller is going to be fired or it means that when are you guys going to get over this? I'm not going to fire him. In fact, from what I understand, Trump's attorneys say the worst thing that could happen is for us to fire this guy because, one, we can work with him in the sense that we've got at least we have an atmosphere we can work with somebody. And, two, we're going to start this thing all over again and let it last another 2 years? No, let's get this thing finished, get it put to bed, show that we didn't do it. All right. Next one, tax bill. Looks like it's going to be voted on and will be passed. That's right, the tax bill. Not one Democrat has voted for it. And people, Democrats didn't vote for it. Well, not one Republican voted for Obamacare either. So we're really into this partisan thing. I read something in the paper that says, wait a minute, when did it get so that one side will never, ever agree with the other side? Why is it always 51-49? And it's not, though. See, there's so many other bills, and I think, Bob, you're getting ready to say this, but there's so many other bills that go through there that it is, you know, you've got 70, 30, whatever it is, but there's a lot of times people grow.
If you look at the history, it's been like this always. It's just that we now, because of Insta News and the 24-hour news cycle and things like that, it's pushed up closer to the surface of being noticed. But this is pretty much status quo in Washington.
And like I said, there's a lot of things you don't see that are passed by a large margin. And so that, you know, but things like, well, anyway, but the tax bill looks like it's going to be voted on, and there have been a lot of concessions given. So it's going to be interesting to see what it's going to look like here when they does it. No Dem's going to vote for it, like I said. The gent out of Mario Rubio wasn't going to vote for it unless it changed something on the tax credits. They changed the tax credits. Looks like McCain would vote for it, except McCain's back in Arizona being treated for his cancer. So, so many things. The last thought is all these the women that were going to wear the black for the Golden Globes Award to protest the silence and all this. Rose McGowan called him out and said, "You're the reason that this has been a problem, because none of you have ever spoken out when you should have." Meryl Streep, that's all you did was work with this guy. You were an enabler. Went after him.
Well, now that her career is over, she's got nothing to lose.
Well, she's going to accept that she's going to own Weinstein's company by the time this thing's over, if they are still even a company. They've changed the name even. So, hey, look, everybody, have a great day tomorrow. Got a lot of great things happening. We got we have Turtle Bay coming in tomorrow. And plus, local politicians that we want to talk to.
Make it a great day, everyone.
Make it a great day.
Do something nice for your neighbor.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See the newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say injuries and casualties have resulted in an Amtrak derailment in South Seattle. We're being told the train derailed about 40 miles south of Seattle before 8 a.m. local time this morning, spilling at least one train car onto busy Interstate 5 below. Power has been restored to the world's busiest airport in Atlanta, but the travel woes will likely linger for day for stranded passengers like Miriam Garvey.
This is absurd. Like, people are sleeping on the floor like homeless people. It's just like, I've never seen anything like this. I don't